Donc on est toujours sur la ZRT, la zone de radio temporaire du séminaire de l'ERGUE. On va accueillir maintenant la radio Triton pour leur troisième épisode. Je vous laisse introduire.
Bonjour. Ben voilà, c'est Radio Triton. On va commencer le troisième épisode. On était là hier matin, puis on était là ce matin très très tôt. Et là, ben voilà. Alors, Radio Triton, c'est un peu spécial. C'est une radio de création de pièces radiophoniques expérimentales, plus ou moins fictionnelles ou plus ou moins basées sur des formes d'interviews différentes. Radio Triton, c'est un projet de APAS. APAS, ça veut dire Advanced Performance and Scenography Studies. Ouais. C'est un programme post-master basé à Bruxelles, à Molenbeek exactement. Et on est venu en visite ici à l'ERGUE. Et voilà. Donc aujourd'hui, aujourd'hui, pour ce troisième épisode, on va entendre Sina Seife qui vient d'Iran, qui est un artiste chercheur de chez nous, et puis Zoumana qui vient de France. Et puis ils vont faire un interview croisé pendant les prochaines 30 minutes. À tout à l'heure.
Salut.
Salut.
Voilà. Donc. Bon. On est parti.
Yeah,
let's go.
Thank you
to for okay. Receive us.
Yes. We're gonna have a little walk.
Yeah.
And maybe a run or to have some run and rendezvous with some ideas, talkings, and we'll try to be polite and nice. And, okay.
So,
yes, Zoumana, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm really happy to be with the Radio Triton, in the ERGOT Radio, in the Radio Panic.
And I was wondering that if you are going to hit a dead end like this one, this is a sonic barricade. So what about we ascend the stairs and see what is what we can find upstairs? You wanted to also talk about something about the structure of a museum as an internal architecture and as a way that two specific beings are encountering. Would you like to talk about what was their names? These two goddesses.
Yes, yes. It's necessary for me to just precise a little bit the context. Mm-hmm. We were at Museum du Cinquantenaire in Brussels, and we did a work session. My French is better, so I will speak a little bit in French. C'était avec l'association Constante. Nous avons fait un travail de recherche sur les archives au sein du muséum, avec une question qui était posée sur la notion de version des archives. Et nous avons un peu étudié ce qu'on peut nommer les conflits ou les diversions qui ont été causées par le changement des moyens d'archivage. Et donc du coup, voilà, nous étions assez nombreux. Je me contentais de parler d'une équipe où nous étions quatre. Là, on commençait par vérifier les différentes versions qui ont été produites à travers le temps, notamment en comparant les archives du musée des instruments de musique et celui du musée royal de l'histoire de l'art. Et voilà, nous sommes focalisés sur qu'est-ce que c'est qu'un gabarit, template in English, où j'avais considéré avec mon équipe que le template, le gabarit, était une manière de programmer, l'action même de ce que c'est que archiver. What is an archive and what do you take care when you archive some object. And the template was a kind of program of that, but also a mold. And we decided to make a discussion between Carmentis, with the database of the museum, And Titimim, it's a statue, a masterpiece in the museum. And so the purpose was, how about colonize the museum? Because we decided that a template is a way to colonize. We had a talk about that. You said it's a kind of geometrical. can you
elaborate? Yeah. Because with the Carmentis, you propose the database, and which is about code compiling and definition of language and a very peculiar geometry, let's call it, that Tsitsimimic is kind of challenging, also being appropriated and reappropriated by it. And so Tsitsimime as a, let's call it, as an entity which is challenging the operation that Carmentis uses as translation.
Yeah.
So I would say there's a there's an issue, or what is at stake is translation. Specifically the Aztec gods, they are very difficult to translate them now.
Yeah.
Because I was also working with another one, and there are always seems like the way an encyclopedia or an entry point tries to describe them is very contradictory words. Also, like they have, they relate to oppositions, death and life at the same time in the nature. So they are really, really like as if they are proposing something that is. We have to think again about what. What? How do we translate an old god into the into something that we put in database?
Yeah.
But you said something about template, which interests me. I was thinking about the word filter that you also mentioned. So template as something that works like a function, has an input, has an output.
Yeah.
And in Farsi, I found a very, we are locked.
Yes,
someone has the password.
Yeah.
Okay, could you give a, like, 2, 2, 5, 6? No, it's not working. Wait, no. Okay, okay. Okay, that was a dead end. We have to go back. So I'm thinking about the word garbal in Farsi, and just your computer, your computer database and paradigm of knowledge stack is a poem from Saeb Tabrizi. هر شب کواکب کم کنند از روزی ما پاری هر روز گردد تنگتر سواخین قربال ها. He's talking about how the celestial constellations, or the stars, or with the operation, they are kind of they're operating on beings of duration. Beings of duration.
Ah, yeah.
And they are shortening a lifespan of an organism. And he sees this as a filtering mechanism, and it causes garbal. Yeah. Garbal is a kind of mechanical object to filter some big grains from small grains, or just pass through a certain kind of size in a system. So is it a sieve, a bolter, a quibble, also a riddle?
Yeah.
So I would say when the Sphinx is encountering the Orpheus, no, who is this the character that meets the Sphinx?
Oedipus.
Yeah. So the Sphinx is creating a filter and is doing the garbal on Oedipus, we say, which also see the structure of riddle also in your previous engagement with with thinking and memory, you propose puzzles. that also challenge the way things got transmitted, I would say. So is the question, is the tsisimeme have to deal with category or the category mistake of the semantics?
Yeah.
So that's also, I want to open a question. What do you think of Cervantes is an agent of translation, and is the geometry that the Cervantes is producing, the way it's indexed, or the ordered list that she's producing, how do you see it in relation to how can be reversed or in your colonizing or recolonization of this story?
Yes, in this story, one part of the story, and maybe a crucial part, was the interview between Cervantes and Tsitsimim, because Tsitsimim wanted to change something on the template of the database, and she wanted to put some elements about the story of the piece, the story of stolen piece, where that they come from, who stole the piece, by which way, you know, all this stuff is never. You can see when you go to the museum, because it's always about datation, un numéro de série, l'auteur de la pièce, le lieu, all these stuff, but never about who stole the piece, at which place, and who was the first owner of the piece, blah, 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 blah. And in the story, we made something, we decide something about Tsitsimim, but I don't know if I can respond to your question, but Tsitsimim decide to create some molds of all the tools of colonization. So we were in the informatics space before, and now we are going, I was thinking about these phases of the story, because Cervantes embody a curator, and this curator decide, yep, and this curator by a new fire sacrifice, because in the story of Tsitsimim, all the 52 years, the world is threatened by the Tsitsimim. And she decided to not acclaim a blood sacrifice, but a sow sacrifice. So she, je vais le dire en français, elle a décidé de prendre l'âme d'une curatrice pour s'incarner, et donc pour devenir la curatrice du musée. Et du coup, son acte fondamental, c'était de créer une exposition non plus de pièces qui ont été volées à travers l'histoire, mais une collection de moules, des pièces qui étaient dans le musée. Collection of molds of all the pieces, but also the tools was effective during this operation of colonization. So the museum, in this new museum, you can't see pieces with the description or the things, but only molds in order to keep the duration of the memory of colonization.
Does the mold also relate to what you said earlier about catagres? Catagres?
Yeah.
Because you showed me the interface, or the surface, or the skin of the Cervantes, which was a technological body, it was a website, we call it today website, but we had an encounter and we saw there was different ways to look at how this entity is coding another entity. And you said we were looking for the meaning and the semantic expansion of the word catagres, and we came to the word detour. And then the detour, I would say, also the core of technology. also unfold the tour, what is important is some kind of discontinuity. So the entity who wants to survive or subsist its continuous existence encounter a discontinuity, and through a zigzag or a detour produces a continuation. So would you say that what is Karmantes is creating continuation? So is the Karmantes is dreaming about immortalizing the database, so the Tsitsimantes transformed through a strange chemistry into the database or the geometry of Karmantes and can live forever on our digital hard drives? I don't know. But how does that relate to the ritual of sacrifice or create, shedding some blood or creating some corporal trauma? Freud also believed that without trauma there is no memory. So we have to create like performances of a little bit, I think I'm asking kind of the question of a little bit of another look at violence also. Because Tetsimenta is very violent. Yeah. Her head is a skull. Yeah? She's also deadly with the, yeah. So what do you think? Where are we?
We are in the...
Don't impregn... What? Let's go. There's a lot of cables here.
So the music
behind the workshop. There's a performance here. No. So what do you think of that? How much time do we have? Okay, so what do you think about the detour, about the having a future in some sort of translated way, which, as you said, this translation is not innocent, and it's it has serious consequences, the template, let's call it, the program.
Yes, it's a good question. As I made before, I will respond to you with the concern I had and we had about change something about how we reproduce the duration. Mm-hmm. Because in this story, it was about what do we transmit, and the way of transmission is also what we transmit. Tsitsimim, there was a mistake first, because in this museum, in the Karmantes database, the statue, because it was first about a statue, was described as a goddess of women, pregnant women, or Tsitsimim. Tsitsimim as a post colonization of America. Was described as a demon, a demon created by women who die in giving birth. And we decide to change the paradigm, because if Karmantes is the goddess of new technology and taking care about reproduction and the reproduction in order to make the progress. Tsitsimim for us was the goddess of orphans productions.
Children without a specific family related to parents.
So
And that's why for us it was interesting to say that Titi Mimi is not producing progress, but she's producing the memory of something disappear as a mold. Comme un moule peut être, c'est-à-dire que le moule n'est que la trace de quelque chose qui a été, mais sans sa reproduction. La possibilité de agency of reproduction, mm-hmm. but without the reproduction.
Mm-hmm. How do you see this orphans or this population of orphans coming from the womb of Titi Tseme? How do you imagine these orphans? What are they doing? Where do they live? What kind of world are constructing? Who are these orphans?
Yes, yeah, good question. I was thinking about je pensais à continuer l'histoire. But this story I couldn't continue because it was not the same context. The context is of ERG is not the same context of the museum. And here we are in a kind of context of transmission, education. So I was thinking about the embodiment of Titi Min into the director of ERG, and which kind of education can I propose? Can she propose to the ERG students?
Sacrifice one of the students, maybe.
Maybe, no? But which kind of sacrifice?
The most talented, the most beautiful, and. I mean, otherwise, that wouldn't be a sacrifice, no?
maybe, but I was thinking of something else, something different. Okay. For example, I was a little bit obsessed by molds, mm-hmm. and I imagined that she decided to make all decisions molds of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mold is crazy because at the same time it contains or gives the possibility of something new to have a boundary, to have a something that can hold together its interiors. Also, it's something that also constrained being. Yeah. So, it's also like the...
Yes, it provides a kind of opening.
Also closing at the same time. Closing in some ways, opening other ways, and transmission. So there's a trans rooted in what you're proposing. Trans being or meaning the being going beyond something. So mission and going beyond the mission also. But very good, very good.
I have a question.
Do we have time? More? Okay.
Yeah, because I know that you're also interested by traps. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how do you relate traps with transmission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If transmissions are in a sense for
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, transmission itself as a trope, no, it's tricky, it's difficult to talk about them because things get transmitted through operations that trope governs them in language, let's say. The trope is also a science invented by linguistics to interrogate how do we create linguistic molds for things come to being, let's say.
Okay.
But these tropes get out of hand, they live their own life, they evolve, they sustain their own being through history, and they emerge in places, unexpected places, without knowing them. And they create subjectivities.
Yeah.
But we can be more specific of the which kind of tropes are at work in the museum that allow its authority as this very rich, very powerful, also material existence, which tropes are at work in archive. One of the most important tropes in archive is future. or that things have a future. Yeah. And let's create a futurity of ourselves, so we archive ourselves, and archive survives us into then into beyond our finite existence. So as you can see, there is a with the archive, at the heart of the archive, there is a fantastic trope at work, producing kind of we are moving towards an end. And so your question of trope, I think we can be specific. I cannot give a universal definition, but I always encounter them or try to be curious at the encounter when we encounter a trope that for someone is temporarily truth. So the transformation between truth and trope is the main thing.
Yeah.
And some people are also scared of the idea of trope, because this means that if everything is a trope, why don't we go and kill ourselves? Because then there is no nothing can be said with certainty.
Yeah.
With that. So Tsitsi Meme, let's say she gives the middle finger, I would say, to consistency, to futurity. She is an expert in killing, but it's a productive killing. Yeah. So as I also agree that she's also an agent of death, which comes with technology. So. But let's continue this conversation later. And for now, let's finish now. But you want to say goodbye?
No, let's finish.
Okay, it's very good. Thank you, Zumana.
Yeah, thanks, Yusina.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good.